VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. And if you're like most eBay sellers, sourcing product is never far from top of mind. Every time you sell something, you're thinking, how will I replace that? Well, here now with some tips for successfully doing so year-round is Beth Cherkowski. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Wodeland, and she also sells as Super Junk. So she has two IDs. And Beth, you've been selling on eBay and before that for years before, so you're a real expert. How'd you get started? What did you start selling when you first started selling?
Depression glass. What else? We were collecting, and it got to a point after about 18 months where I went, we have to get rid of some of this stuff because we're in an apartment. And I started selling in the Antique Trader and what was then Depression Glass Days, which was a newspaper just for the Depression Glass community.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been selling ever since. And I've changed product lines a couple times, and I've ended up back with a lot of Depression Glass. But it doesn't matter. I just like to sell things. So I go find things that people want, and I try to sell them.
So when you went full-time, you had a lot of stuff saved up, just like the rest of us, right?
Exactly.
I mean, even without trying, I had a lot of stuff saved up.
So. Exactly. Everybody has stuff. And that's like my first tip is look around. You're in a room in your house. Look around. There's stuff you haven't touched in years.
Well, I can't bear to do this.
Go in your closet. There are clothes you either can't fit into, never will fit into again, or you didn't like them when you bought them, so you're not going to even try.
This is so depressing.
But she's so true.
Yes, but listen,
this is the story of my life, Beth.
Money, because you already paid for it, so whatever you liberate out of it, it's spending
money. That's true. That's true. I guess I should look at it.
And one last thing to dust or vacuum or take to the dry cleaner.
That's it. Right, and we all had too much stuff.
It's exactly.
Just, everyone.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's a minimalist.
Minimalists, but they're not happy people, so.
They live in a white room with like one white table and a white chair.
That's not true. Right. The more organized you are, the better off
happier.
You are.
Wait a minute. You just made a statement that I strongly disagree with.
Okay. Me?
You said the more organized, the happier they are.
Well, in some respects. If you're going to base happiness on having a messy area or a clean area, I say clean your area.
Okay. I'm not
so sure
that
depends on who you are.
I suppose.
I have a sign over my desk that says a clean desk is a sign of a sick mind.
Yes, I've seen that one. I've seen that sign.
We're all anal, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So where do you find merchandise?
Everywhere. And I mean, like, literally everywhere.
Really?
If you're actually sourcing, there seem to be two camps of people. There are the people who say, I have too much stuff. I'm going on spending lockdown, and I'm not buying anything until I get all this stuff listed. And then there's the other people going, oh, no, I have to go thrifting today. I have to go to the auction tonight. I have to. I'm in that group. There literally is stuff everywhere. You can go to an auction. You can go to a garage sale. You can go to a thrift store. You can go to Kmart, Walmart, or any of the other ones.
Listen, I bought a couple of things at, you know how Macy's always has that place over in their jewelry department that's got all the junk and it's all together and all the, you have to pull out the chains from each other and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I found a couple of bracelets and sold them on eBay.
There you go.
You know, those affirmation bracelets.
Did you use the coupon from the newspaper?
You know, I should have. You know, I haven't quite gotten there yet.
I'm not good at it, but I have a friend who nags me all the time. Like, did you get the coupon?
And I'll tell you, Nordy's Rack, for instance.
Oh, no, you can always
Nordy's Rack
there.
Always in their jewelry department. They also have that same kind of I call it a junk area.
Mm-hmm.
You can find things there as well. I found one of those affirmation bracelets there and sold it. I paid $4 for it.
So, Beth, if stuff is always, you can find it everywhere, are you constantly sourcing? Is this like something you're always doing?
I'm sorry, I'm losing you, Griff. I can't hear the end of what you said.
Are you constantly sourcing?
Well, yeah, pretty much. So, and I'm constantly selling it, too, one way or another.
Where do you live?
I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania. So, and right now, today was a decent day, but it's been really cool the last few days. And we're getting the Farmer's Almanac is predicting that we're going to be neck deep in snow for the rest of the winter.
Yikes.
No. So what do you do? What does a person do?
Well, garage sales go away. People aren't going to stand outside and wait for me to come around in 3 feet of snow.
That would be
and flea market, same thing. So yeah. I go to thrift stores. I go to auctions. I go to clearance sales. I go to university bookstores. The hospitals all have thrift stores now.
Mm-hmm.
There's children's consignment sales where they set up in the gym at your local high school, and you have 200 crazy mothers selling the stuff their kids don't fit into anymore.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can... I just met somebody who actually works at one of those consignment sales because then she gets to, like, see what's coming in and to pick a certain amount of items for however... Like, I don't know how the system works, but she gets an allotment. You can go find 10 items for free for working here for, like, 8 hours.
So what should we keep in mind when we enter a thrift store or a garage sale or a flea market? What should our mindset be? What are we
get out of your mind?
Yeah, get right.
Get into the mind of the person that you want to sell to.
Ah.
If you want to sell higher end things, don't be buying cheap junk.
But it's
if
so
you
much
want to sell new with tags clothing, then don't buy all the other things that aren't new with tags.
But I can't help myself.
Well, then you don't want to sell the new with tags exclusively. So you have to learn to pick out the best of what you're buying. Because neither one of us lives in a mansion, Griff. And you may have more room than I do, and you have better weather than I do, but I'll bet you have just as much stuff as I do.
I'd say that's a fair assessment.
And you can only trip over it so much, you know.
Well, I'm going to break a hip at this rate.
Well, I didn't break it, but I had to go get a new one because there was too much stuff. I couldn't jump over it anymore.
See, this is what happens.
So you mentioned you go to auctions. What kind?
Mainly what they call estate auctions or household auctions.
Yeah.
Where people are downsizing, or I was at one with my son last week. This particular auction house had 6,000 lots. They had something like 8 auctioneers going. The only part that he was interested in, because he's starting his own business and just started selling on eBay, was the toy auction. So I spent the whole day in the toy auction. Now, normally I wouldn't even go in there, but I found 3 lots that I tried to bid on and tried to get. I wasn't successful this time, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
So your friend is turning you on to some new kind of products to sell.
Well, they're actually products that I would have bought anyway, but normally they don't get put in a toy section.
What are they?
Well, one was a lot of Hardy Boys books. Normally they go in with the other books. And the other one, there were some other books there, what's called Little Big Books. They're about 2 inches high and 2 inches thick, and they came out in the late 30s, through the 40s. And there are some of them that are worth more money than others. But I've never seen a box of 24 of them in one place before. I normally see like 4 or 5 or 1. This auction had 24. The stuff that was being sold, everything in the toy auction belonged to one man. And the room was easily 125 feet long and maybe 50 feet wide. And that was only 1 week of his auction. There, he had model kits, he had trains, he had books, he had toys, he had everything. And there's more to come in 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Do you ever watch that?
To clear out the basement, she was tired.
Do you ever watch that show, Pickers? One of those Pickers shows where they go through the countryside, the two
all
guys, and they and they always they go through the countryside, right? The two guys, they're always out in the country. Some guy's barn, you know, and his wife's never there because she's pissed at him because he's keeping all the stuff in the barn. And so they always find these collectors who don't want to let go of anything. We should have a psychologist on sometime, Griff, to find out why people would hold on to all these things.
Because if they weren't collectors, they wouldn't have bought it to start with. And the only reason collectors give up, there's a couple. One of them is because they're dying and they know it, and they figure, I better get rid of it now because my wife or my kids will just put it in a big bonfire. Or they've decided to collect something else, so they're liberating this to get that.
That I could see.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And, I mean, that's a lot of what I have. My husband is an obsessive collector.
What does he collect?
Well, at this, he's just now liberating a coin collection. And last month, we liberated a model collection. Last year, we liberated a collection of pulp magazines. And I'm a little, right now, he's collecting Saturday Evening Post.
Oh.
And go figure. He just decided he likes the artwork, and so he's collecting them.
Well, it's good artwork.
You know, but, I mean, I don't even have to go shop, because periodically, I have a windfall, of whatever collection he's
tired
with.
Of. Interesting.
Hey, well, Beth, we're out of time.
We always love to talk to you, honey.
I want to mention your website, depressionglasswarehouse.com. Wodeland and Super Junk are your two IDs. Thanks for joining us here on eBay Radio. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, we're going to go over some top-rated selling tips here on eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now, yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.